When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
BSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in second hour here on a Monday morning, our first program of the fall. And let's go back to the phones. Let's go to the phones. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Reverend.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Oh, the Bulls are back in the news. The good old boys. You know, they caught what? Six of them? Is it one?
Seven out of the eight they corralled. One still on the loose.
Okay. So how is that other one hiding? I mean, the size of a bull. Will you hide? Did nobody see them? I think somebody's got them. And in their mind, they're thinking what I'm thinking. I'm going after that bull because I want some bull steaks, okay? And I'm going to have to drag him home. Maybe your buddy at the butcher shop will come over to my apartment and slaughter him because I can't kill him after I look him in the eye and say, oh, what a big, brutal, you know, beautiful bull you are. I mean, right now, you know, I could fit him in my closet for a little while, but you're not allowed any bulls in the apartment building.
I don't know. How are you going to get him in the elevator? That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, well, this is a whole story. I will just imagine I got him up here, you know, but I mean... And I still don't know. Does anybody eat bull meat? I never found out. It doesn't sound right to me, but
I don't know. I mean, I guess you know what.
Back, you know,
remind me on Friday. I'll ask Eric when he's on Friday.
Yeah. And where do they usually come from? Is it Spain or something? Where they fight the bulls? Is that where they all are?
Well, they have the running of the bulls in Central America and in South America too. So.
I watch a lot of videos of that, too. That's very interesting to watch how they run around down the street and people jump and fly. And you don't even know you can fly until that bull is right up to your rear end.
I think it's what, Pamplona, Spain, where they do it. But I know they also do it down in Central America because I have friends that have gone down there for it. Not to take part, just to watch. Well, no, I know one person that took part, but he didn't come close to any bulls.
Well, that one lone bull roaming around. Wow, I wonder where...
I mean, when you think about it, that area, as much as, you know, around the Emerald Square Mall is developed, there's a lot of woods and stuff around that area. I mean, you're not that far from the Blackstone Valley. So this bull could have gotten out into the woods and could be hiding out until somebody finds it.
Yeah, and I'm sure that there's a lot of people out there that's going to, you know, they want to be famous. Now, they're probably going to go look and try to find him and catch him and whatever, you know. I don't know. You know, younger guys or something go out there with their gun. I hope they don't kill them. Please, man. Let them live. The poor bulls. As much as I want bull steak and I want to try it. I mean, I don't know. If anybody's listening out here and they go hunting moose up in New Hampshire somewhere, just bring back some moose meat. I want to try it. I'll pay you for a couple of steaks if I have to pay you for it. I expect to pay for it. So
I wonder if Eric can get moose over at the butcher shop. You'll have to ask him.
Yeah. Ask him the next time you talk to him. You talk to him frequently.
He can get all kinds of stuff, so who knows? Maybe he has that ability. But
some, mo- some moose sandwiches.
Mm. I mean, my brother-in-law is a hunter, but I don't think he's ever taken down a moose. I think he mostly just hunts deer. Yeah. I know he hunts wild turkeys. No, he lives in Brockton, but he goes hunting all over the place with his son.
So at the Emerald Mall was where they were having a rodeo?
Yeah, in the parking lot, yeah. They were having,
there's all kinds of rodeo. What are they trying to tie them up or chase it? What are they doing with them?
I don't know that much about the actual rodeo itself, but according to the mall's description of what the event was going to be, it was supposed to be to celebrate Central American countries as they display traditional performances, bull riding competitions, kid-friendly fun, and more. So I think this was just kind of like that buck and bronco, you know, get on the bull and ride them for 8 seconds kind of thing.
Well, that's good. That's interesting. Wouldn't mind seeing that. And so that comedian's coming down, one of my favorites. And he's Italian, I'm half Italian, my mother's side. But my sister and I, we love him. We watch his shows all the time. But, wow, he's coming down. I wonder if I should go there.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be at TD Garden, so it's going to be a big, big show.
I know. But, you know, me, my eyes, I'd have to go right up to the front where I can see the guy. I'm not going to go there with binoculars, you know?
Well, I'm sure they'll
need a telescope.
I'm sure they'll have big screens where you can. I mean, I know that they have.
Yeah, see what I mean? The screen. Come on, Mr. Weisberg. If I'm going to look at the screen, I can see him on YouTube or something. I want to see him get his autograph, shake his hand, big fat hug, and everything.
Well, I mean, I don't know about that, but I can tell you, I was like kind of against the screens for a long time, but then as I've gotten older, I'm like, oh, I appreciate having that big screen. Like, I always was like, you've got these big screens, put some other stuff on there besides just, you know, the band playing or whatever. But now that I'm older and my eyes are getting worse, I'm like, yeah, I kind of appreciate having the.
So is everybody standing up over there? It's not a place where you're. I've never been. So is everybody standing up?
TD Garden? No, you'd be sitting down. You'd have a seat.
Oh. I have to think this over. I'm not sure. If my sister goes, I'll probably go with her because I'm not going to drive down there.
I can say this. I don't know if I can formally announce it yet. Let me look. But
it must be something good. You're hiding something?
Well, hold on. Let me look real quick. Okay. September 17th.
You could send me a message. I won't tell anybody else. You can trust me.
Give me one more second here because I'm going to look this up because I don't want to get in trouble.
I know I used up my 3 minutes, so you are the one that's holding me on
I'm
the phone
I'm the one
now.
Holding you overtime now. So let me make sure that it's okay. Okay. It has been formally announced, so I can tell you now. If it's easier for you, he will be coming to the Amica Mutual Pavilion in Providence in March.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well,
so
that sounds better.
How much
is the ticket?
Let me look here. Let's see.
How
tickets.
Close can I get? It's going to cost a gazillion dollars.
Well, I can tell you that Providence is a lot smaller than TD Garden. So looks like you can get in section 212 for $44.50.
Okay. What is 212? How bad is that?
Well, in that arena, everything is good because it's very small.
How much did you say?
$45.
Oh, that's not too bad. I go all the time.
Plus, there'll be fees and stuff associated with it, too. So by the time you're done, it's probably going to be closer to like $60 a ticket. But
yeah. Yeah, but you see, you're a radio personality. You should be able to get me like a backstage pass or something.
Well, I don't get that kind of stuff.
I know. I'm only kidding.
But I will say this.
You see how much faith I have in you.
We may be.
I was thinking you have that kind of power.
We may be giving away tickets to that show in Providence, too. So.
Oh, I'm not. I don't have any luck for that stuff like that.
You're
kidding me.
You don't know. You don't know until you try.
All right. Just go over to your radio station. You just hand it over to me. You know?
I don't know about that. I'd probably get fired.
You should know. All right. Have a great day.
But I'll tell you what. If I know anybody that's trying to you know, get rid of a ticket and trying to bring somebody, I will let you know.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. You have a good day.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
And yes, so we do have. So our tickets that we're giving away this week for Sebastian Maniscalco are for Friday, October 4th at TD Garden in Boston. However, we may be giving away some ones, you know, closer to the March show. I don't have them, so I can't tell you for sure. But I can tell you that his people are pretty excited to be giving away tickets on WBSM, so hopefully we can get them to give us some for the Providence show as well. And thanks to Jackson over at Farm 107 for all of his help in pulling together these great ticket giveaways, and Stevie's Wine and Spirits for sponsoring them all to make them happen. And I'm going to tell you this. Just because summer's over doesn't mean our ticket giveaways are going to end. No way. We've got more stuff to give away, and I'm looking to keep this going as much as we can. Obviously, it'll be less frequent in the winter and in the fall and winter and early spring because there aren't as many shows. There isn't as much stuff happening, so it's a little bit harder for us to get tickets to give away. But then once we start picking up on the concert season again next year, oh yeah, we definitely want to do this again because we've had a great response from all of you. And my favorite part about it is sometimes you pick winners and you contact them and you say, hey, congratulations, you're the winner. And they're like, oh, I, you know, forgot that I had entered that. And now I have this that came up and I can't make it anymore. And people are so honest and upfront about it. Instead of just taking them and letting them go to waste, they will say, I can't make it. Please give them to somebody else. And we've had a lot of that happen just because of people's schedules and timing. But everybody's just been so nice about it. They want to see someone else get to go if they can't go. And I love that because I'm somebody who doesn't like to see tickets go to waste. That's why sometimes there might be a day where you get an app alert on the WBSM app with somebody saying, hey, we've got a pair of tickets right now. If you can come down to the station, answer this question and the first person that comes down to the station gets it, something like that, just because I don't want to see them go to waste if somebody doesn't pick them up. But thankfully now with virtual tickets, you know, it's a lot easier for people to get those seats. And I look forward to hearing from our winners who get to go to Soundside this coming weekend down in Connecticut. Sad I won't be able to go to that because I have, I'm going to be at Terracon and it ends at 5, but there's no way I'm making it to Bridgeport, Connecticut in time to see the Foo Fighters. So I'm hoping that the lucky winners will send along some photos and video just so I can live vicariously through you. And speaking of living vicariously, anybody that attended last night's final pro wrestling match ever for Teddy Goods, you got to see the culmination of someone getting to live out their dream, and you see what happens when you're a good person and you do good things for people, how they all want to come back and return that favor. Not only was it a packed house at Greater New Bedford Vogue Tech, but so many people from the pro wrestling world came to be a part of this show, came to show up and support Ted. And it was perfectly scripted, the way that they put it all together. And if you have not been to a live pro wrestling event, and I mean that not just like live, like in person, I mean live pro wrestling, the company that Teddy runs. If you have not been to one of their events, you absolutely have to go. You will be blown away by the production value. It's like seeing a smaller scale version of a WWE show. And the first match of the night, surprise right out of the gate, ECW legend Tommy Dreamer wrestling in New Bedford. Then you had TNA's diehard Eddie Edwards was there as well, accompanied by Alicia Edwards, who I didn't know was a Greater New Bedford Vogue Tech graduate. She was from New Bedford. She went to Vogue Tech. You had from AEW and Ring of Honor, the Undisputed Kingdom, Mike Bennett, Matt Taven, two local guys. I forget where Matt's from exactly, but I know that Mike is from Carver. And guys that Teddy's been wrestling with and against for many years. I remember seeing Teddy 10 years ago at Hot Wheels, and Taven was on that card as well. Let's see, who else was there? Smart Mark Sterling from AEW. AEW and ROH ring announcer. Bobby Cruz, a Fairhaven guy, he was there. And I was talking to some friends, and we were talking about just how amazing it is that this area has given so much to the pro wrestling scene today. People that are from here, people that trained here and ply their trade here. The guy who runs WWE now and has turned it into this global phenomenon, Triple H, used to wrestle in New Bedford back in the day as Terror Rising. I mean, this place plays a big part in it. And to see everybody come out and kind of pay tribute to that as well as Teddy last night was fantastic. And they could not have booked that final match better. But it'll be interesting to see what happens now because, spoiler alert, Teddy won the Live Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Championship in his retirement match. So now I'm going to assume there's going to be a tournament. That's usually what happens when a title is vacated. But I don't know that to be the case, but that would be my guess. We'll let you know when the next Live Pro show is coming in case you want to go and see what happens there. But it was a good time, a great community event. 508-996-0500. We also are following the news that occurred over the weekend, actually occurred on Friday. There was the murder that happened in New Bedford, the stabbing death of 31-year-old Kerry Fidalgo of New Bedford in her Atlantic Street apartment, allegedly at the hands of Tyler Dow Baglini, also 31, who was taken before he was taken into custody shortly after the homicide on Friday and then held overnight at St. Luke's Hospital in New Bedford for a psychiatric evaluation. He's going to be arraigned today in New Bedford District Court. In 2019, he was indicted by a grand jury for allegedly assaulting his then-spouse multiple times over a six-month period, indicted then on charges of domestic first-degree sexual assault, domestic assault by strangulation, and two counts of domestic simple assault and battery. So it sounds like this is a person who is suffering from mental illness and has a history of violence. But again, these are inferences based on what we can report. The exact details will come out today in the arraignment. And we will give you more on that when we have it. Also, if you are, I don't know what time elementary school kids go to school anymore. They're probably just getting ready to go out to the bus. If you are an East Fairhaven student, if you go to the East Fairhaven school and you haven't already heard, school is canceled for you today. After a fire on a second floor classroom last night, a window fan, apparently the cause of the fire. And I don't know if that was just the fan was the issue or if the power surge somehow or what happened. But as someone who keeps fans on all the time, that makes me a little bit nervous. Now, I plug mine into surge protectors, so hopefully that helps. But maybe I shouldn't keep a fan on all the time. I mean, this time of year, I'll start turning it off anyway. This time of year, I'll just turn it on when I get home. Or maybe even just when I go to bed in my bedroom. But think of all the things that we leave on all the time. I mean, we really shouldn't leave things on. We should save electricity. Like, do you really need to keep that plugged in? But I think a lot of us have, you know, chargers that we leave plugged in for our phones or our tablets, and we just leave them plugged into the outlet of the power strip. And then when we go to bed, we plug it in to charge it. When we come home, we plug it in to charge it, and then we unplug it in the morning and leave the charger plugged in. But those phone chargers are responsible for a lot of fires, if they're faulty. So I don't know, maybe we need to do a better job of unplugging things. But anyway, that's what they believe was the cause of this fire. And so school is canceled today. Stay tuned to the Fairhaven Public Schools Facebook page for any more information. I'm sure they'll send out an all call later on, and we'll let you know anything that we find out as well. Got to take a break here. 508-996-0500. We will be right back. And welcome back in. Say, in just a couple of weeks, we're going to be having the Nicole Podkawa 5K walk and run for South Coast Health. It helps benefit families here on the South Coast that are dealing with cancer. And as someone who dealt with that this year, I absolutely want to do my part to help. And so I'm going to be walking, not running, but I'll be walking in the 5K that day. And if you'd like to make a donation to my walk or to anybody else who is taking part, or if you'd like to get involved yourself, you can get all the details at southcoast.org and really help us make a difference in the lives of families that are dealing with cancer, and get on out and walk with us. It'll be a lot of fun. Don't think of I'm rude though if I walk right past you, because I'm trying to beat my time from last year. All right, it is time now to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
Trump says if he loses in November, don't expect him to run again. One dead after a mid-air collision in California. And New Kids on the Block have a new place to hang tough.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Former President Trump says he doesn't think he would run for office again if he loses in November. Mark Mayfield has more.
Trump made the comment during an interview Sunday on the weekly news show Full Measure. He added, "I think hopefully we're going to be successful." When asked about the possibility of appointing Tulsi Gabbard, Elon Musk, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to cabinet positions if he wins, Trump said it's too early yet, but did not rule anyone out. The Trump campaign did not immediately respond to a request for comment. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The White House is urging restraint by both Israel and Hezbollah as tensions escalate in the Middle East. In an interview with ABC's This Week, National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby said both sides should rein in their military activity to avoid a wider war.
We don't believe, continue to not believe, that kinetic action, military action by either side is really in either side's best interest, certainly not in the interest of what the prime minister says he wants to do, which is get families back to their home.
Kirby said the U.S. is working to de-escalate the situation and achieve peace, but acknowledged there's been no significant progress recently toward a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Authorities in Birmingham, Alabama, believe Saturday night's mass shooting was a paid targeted hit. Police Chief Scott Thurman said he believes the targeted individual was among the four who were killed. He added that investigators are still trying to determine how many shooters were involved. In addition to the dead, at least 18 were injured. One pilot is dead and one is uninjured after two small vintage airplanes collided in midair in Lancaster, California. Tammy Peterson witnessed the deadly crash while sitting in her parked car.
Then all of a sudden we heard this poof, and I looked over there because I thought it was a motorcycle racing in the dirt, and I saw and I said, oh my God, it's an airplane.
The collision happened just before 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon, causing both planes to crash land with no passengers aboard. Whooping cough cases are on the rise in the United States. Scott Carr has details.
The Centers for Disease Control reports there have been over 14,500 confirmed cases of whooping cough so far this year in the U.S. That's four times, they say, as many cases compared to last year's total number of cases. Health officials attribute the surge to missed vaccinations during the COVID-19 pandemic. The president-elect of the Infectious Diseases Society of America says there have also been outbreaks in children who were not vaccinated because of an increase in vaccine hesitancy that stems from the pandemic. I'm Scott Carr in Washington.
A second case involving a Missouri healthcare worker with bird flu symptoms has been linked to the same patient. Officials say the patient had no contact with infected animals. There's fear that the virus spreading in dairy cattle may have mutated, which is allowing it now to spread to people. Step by step. Ooh, baby. And Massachusetts' own New Kids on the Block are headed for Sin City. The group announced their first ever Las Vegas residency, which kicks off June 20th of 2025 and runs through November of next year. Tickets go on sale to the general public on Friday.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox swept their doubleheader with the Twins after collecting an 8-1 victory in the first game and a 9-3 win in the nightcap at Fenway. Boston visits the Toronto Blue Jays for a three-game series that begins this evening.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Good to be with you, everybody, on this Monday morning. Mostly cloudy skies and temperatures in the upper 50s. 64 will be the high this afternoon under mostly cloudy skies. Low 70s is the average normal temperature. We are well below average. Mostly cloudy, upper 50s overnight. The cloud cover will continue, and that is thanks to that onshore flow. We're looking forward to a warming trend as we head into the weekend. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Cecil Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
Weather on WBSM is brought to you by SeaStreak. Whether it's a daycation or a staycation, get there with SeaStreak. Visit SeaStreak.com for reservations to Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
So naturally, when I heard Phil mention New Kids on the Block, I had to cue that up. But that was supposed to be like their "We're Bad Boys from Boston" song.
Yeah, I'm shaking in my boots.
Right, because if you want to show somebody how tough you are, the first line of your song should be, you know, get on the floor and do the New Kids dance.
Right.
Like, that's really, I'm intimidated.
Nothing says we're going to hurt you like a choreographed dance. You know, we're coming after you, but it's going to be a dazzling sight.
I've told you the story, though, about when Danny Wood threatened to beat me up.
Yeah, you did.
So, I mean, they thought themselves legitimate tough guys. And they certainly grew up in a tough neighborhood. So, I don't doubt that they could fight if they needed to, but I just don't think that song portrayed that. It was like, we want you to be bad boys, but also lovable bad boys, so we need to make sure it's soft at the same time.
Right, yeah. Well, maybe now's the time. They'll come out with the real tough guy song.
Oh, no, they did that. They did that already. In the 90s, they tried to remake their image, and they changed their name to NKOTB, and what was the album? Was it Face the Music, or I don't know? They had this album where they were like more street. Okay. I'll see if I can find one of the, there's a song I could play from that people might remember, but it was very forgettable.
Were they all wearing like leather jackets and stuff?
Kinda.
Yeah.
Donnie had like the hat that had like the, remember back in the 90s, people wore that, the leather hat that had like the metal like plate on the front. I forget what his said, but he had one of those. Like, you know, so it could look like a hard ass, but
All right. It
was, they tried that. And then when they did the reunions and they came back, they're like, we're just going to go back into the image that made us popular. So,
well, yeah, why change it?
I don't blame them because people crapped on them so much that they, you know, they felt like they needed to grow up and kind of shed some of that boy band image. So I get it. I totally understand.
Sure. And they're having the last laugh. They're still here.
Absolutely.
And they get a good Vegas deal now. So,
yeah. And I'm not going to go to Vegas to see them, Lamone, before you call and ask. So I wanted to see them this year when they were in Boston because I've never seen them live. And I was like, I should just go once. But I had a paranormal event that night. So maybe next time. They seem to be going out every summer. So maybe we'll catch them next year. But you know who was in town this weekend was Ryan Reynolds. Because there was a boy who is battling cancer at Mass General. And his mother, the boy's name is Nash, his mother sent Ryan Reynolds a picture of her son wearing a radiation mask that was decorated to look like Deadpool. And after receiving the photo, Reynolds made arrangements to surprise the 8-year-old on Friday. During their visit, Reynolds and Nash took a selfie together with the radiation mask. This comes from New England Cable News, by the way. Mass General Hospital said that in a Facebook post that Nash, who is at Mass General for Children and Mass General Cancer Center for treatment of, I'm not even going to say that. He considers Reynolds a beloved superhero, comedian, and now a friend. He was also surprised with a FaceTime from actor Hugh Jackman, who plays Deadpool's friend Wolverine. And so now he has this special moment that he and his family will cherish forever. And that, you know, Ryan Reynolds is one of those truly good guys out there. People like to pretend that celebrities who act like good people are probably secretly bad people. I can't believe how many stupid memes I've seen going around that, you know, oh, we're going to find Ryan Reynolds and Keanu Reeves and Tom Hanks. We're all at Diddy's house. Like, come on. Like, Ryan Reynolds is just a good person trying to do some good things with his notoriety. And this is certainly a touching thing. And he's kind of an accessible guy for a celebrity. Like, believe me, if you tweeted him, he reads them. I know, because he liked one of my tweets once to him when he came out with that mint commercial with Rick Moranis. I just said, like, kind of jokingly put out a tweet like, thank you, Ryan Reynolds, for bringing Rick Moranis out of retirement. And he liked it. So I was like, oh my God, Ryan Reynolds saw my tweet. Little fanboy moment for me, but not as much as Nash got with a visit from him. So, and good luck to Nash in his battle fighting that form of cancer. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails in the WBSM app. We will have your first code of the day for Money Talks coming up in the next hour. 10 codes throughout the course of the day. 10 opportunities to enter to win $30,000 each day. No, you can't win $30,000 each day, but you get 10 opportunities each day for that $30,000 grand prize. And if you aren't playing already, what are you waiting for? Maybe you're saying, but Tim, I don't have a smartphone. I have a flip phone from 2009 that still works just well. And I would, first of all, question how is that true? How is your company not, your service provider not told you by now you've got to replace that phone? But, you know, some people have the government issue phones or whatever, and they don't have the smartphone capabilities. I get it. That's okay. You can enter at WBSM.com. And each hour when you hear that code, enter it in. And it's super easy to do. You go to the website, you go to the app, you go to the Money Talks page on it, either one, and there's some boxes that you can enter for some free entries where you don't even have to hear a code for it. Those just give you free opportunities to try to win 30 grand. So you just fill those out and do the things that are involved with that, and you could already be entered to win, even if you don't want to listen for codes. So it's super easy to do. You can go to Screen Crush, which is Town Square Media's movie site. I mean, we love movies here. So follow all those. That's worth it. Then you can install the WBSM app. You can visit us on Facebook. You can share us on Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter. You can visit us on Instagram. You can go and tweet about it on X, Twitter. X, whatever. I'm going to call it Twitter. I don't like Elon Musk, so I'm going to call it Twitter. You can subscribe to us on YouTube. All those things earn you free entries. And then, right under all those free entries, you will see all the codes unlocked for today only. 8 a.m., 9 a.m., 10 a.m., 11 a.m. So it only unlocks the codes for each particular day so that you don't mess up and put them in the wrong place. So this way here, you can go in there and enter it, and they're just a 3-digit code. It's super easy to remember. So if you're driving when the code comes on the radio or comes across your app and you say, well, I can't enter it in right now, that's okay. Just remember it. You can enter it in later. I believe the codes stay active throughout the course of the day. So you can enter if you don't get to the 8 a.m. one until 9 a.m., that's okay. But I'll double check that today and I'll keep an eye on it. But I'm pretty sure that's the case. I think you have the whole day to enter in all the codes for the day. And each time you enter a code, that's another entry to try to win the $30,000 grand prize. You already listen to WBSM anyway. Why not get paid for it? Money Talks on WBSM. All right, I've got to take a break here. We'll be back in just a few moments. That was New Kids on the Block trying to get a little harder. That was when they came out with the album Face the Music. That's Dirty Dog. That's the one that I thought people might remember. But, probably not too much. But, that might have been the album that killed New Jack Swing. Like, once that came out, I think that might have been like, they're like, you know what? New Jack Swing, it's over. Which is a shame because I really like New Jack Swing. That's one of my favorite musical genres of the 90s. I got an app chat message from Not Bad Noak Bluffs who says, Danny from New Kids on the Block threatened to beat you up. Oh, we've got to hear this story. Okay. So again, I don't know that this is absolutely true, but what happened was when I was a kid in middle school, sixth grade, a kid in my class, this part is true. His mother married somebody that worked for New Kids on the Block. And like a pretty high up person in New Kids on the Block. He was a character in the New Kids cartoon. That's how important that he was. And this kid said, you know, that at the wedding, the New Kids on the Block were at the wedding, which, you know, was entirely plausible. I believe it. And that he was friends with them all. And okay, this is like at the height of their popularity. This is 1990. So everybody's like, this kid is awesome. Like, oh, I want to be this kid's best friend. So I don't know if he was telling the truth or what, but I, at the time, was not a New Kids fan because they were so overexposed and I was like, well, my sisters like them. They can't be that good. I came around later, but I might have badmouthed New Kids on the Block. And this kid and I got into an argument about it. And then he showed up at school with a letter that was supposedly written by Danny Wood of New Kids on the Block threatening to beat me up, but using more colorful language if I kept disrespecting New Kids on the Block. Now, as an adult looking back at this all these years later, why would Danny Wood of New Kids on the Block write that? Why would he do that? Because, well, first of all, why would you threaten a sixth grade kid when you're one of the biggest pop stars in the world? Why do you care what a sixth grade kid thinks about you? And the letter said, you know, don't disrespect our friend and blah, blah, blah. And I also should have been suspicious too. It was written on yellow, like notebook paper. So also a little bit, you know, like that paper they had in the classroom, you know, the yellow line paper. But supposedly this letter was written by Danny Wood. It caused enough of a stir going around the school that the principal got it, vice principal got it, and suspended me and this kid. We actually got into a physical fight. And then we both got suspended and he took the letter and I don't know what happened to it after that. So I always kind of had this sneaking suspicion that this kid just wrote the letter and said that it was from Danny Wood. And it wasn't like I was picking on the kid. I just made this offhand comment. But years later, I'm covering the Boston Celtics for the Standard Times. And it was the night that they won the championship in 2008. And I'm in the locker room waiting for the Celtics to come back in so we can interview them. And, you know, they're going to have their champagne party and all that stuff. And Donnie Wahlberg and Joey McIntyre were in the locker room. And so I went over and interviewed them about, oh, you know, Boston guys, Dorchester guys, you get to see the Celtics win a championship. How awesome is that? You get to be here with them and kind of got some quotes from them from my story. And then afterwards, we're just kind of just talking and killing time. And I said, you know, let me ask you guys. I've always wondered if this is true. And I told them the story. And I said, but that was just this kid doing it, right? That Danny wouldn't have done that. And they both looked at me and said, oh, no, Danny definitely would have done something like that. So I don't know. Maybe. I guess if I ever have the chance to ask Danny Wood himself, maybe we can arrange for him to pop on for an interview when next time the new kids come around. And we can see if that's true. And if he does say it's true, well, then I'm going to apologize to him and say I'm sorry because I didn't know what I was saying back then. They are way more talented than I gave them credit for. But yeah. And as a sixth grader, believe me, I was not winning any fights against kids my own age, let alone Danny Wood, the most jacked member of New Kids on the Block. So I definitely would have said the same thing then as well. 508-996-0500. I've got to take a break and go back and start pumping iron just in case that Danny Wood showdown happens. And that's Milli Vanilli, but not a lot of people know this. That's actually me singing on that track. So they're lip syncing to my voice. That's why it's horrible. No, that's I think Milli Vanilli got a bad rap. And if you watch that documentary that's on Paramount Plus, it really kind of explains things a little bit more from their side. But they are still part of the con. They might have been pawns in the game, but they certainly went along for the ride and could have spoken up about it. But anyway, it's amazing that was, you know, such a controversy back then. They made them give back the Grammy. Why didn't you give the Grammy to the people that actually sang? Why did Milli Vanilli have to get... Milli Vanilli didn't have to be Robin Fab. Milli Vanilli could have been the people who were in the band that had a huge smash success record. The people that actually recorded the music. Give them the Grammy. Let them make a second album. It was like when the whole thing happened with CNC Music Factory, where they found out, well, that's not the people in the video that were singing. Well, okay. Doesn't make the group any less great. But no, instead it ruined their career. And it's a little bit different if you're going to have somebody lip syncing in the video that isn't the part. But then when you go out on tour and you're on Arsenio Hall lip syncing and...
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.